Welcome to Shomach Shava and Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lir Nishmas, Ambiak Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Dav Chov Zayin. The Gemara, and Amud Beis, towards the end, the Gemara brings the idea that Ish Bechetto Yumsu. Nobody dies for the sin of his father, and a father doesn't die for the sin of his son. So the Gemara asks, but it says, Poiket Ovan Ovo Salbonim. That's only when they're following the footsteps of their father. And this, as Mefarshim explained, the Maharal says in the Tiferes Yisrael, if they continue in the footsteps of their father, that means they're a part of their father. But if they start their own journey, the father is a Rosho, and the son is a Tzaddik, there's a disconnect. But the Chura, what's very hard to understand, as we know, that there is such a thing that the sins of the father do go to the next generations. One classic example is what we just saw very recently in the Gemara regarding Bnei Eli. Bnei Eli sinned, and because of that, all their children die early. Even Abaye and Rava, the biggest tzaddikim, they get punished for Bnei Eli. And many times we find the idea of a chait of a father hurts his son. If a father is not careful, in the Dorim, the son will die. So how do we understand this? How do we understand the concept that a vera father does go to the son, even if the son is not a Rasha? So the Maid said, this is a question in the Sefer Chassidim in Ois Kuf Samech Dalet. And he brings the example from Bnei Eli. And then he says, a say answer, which is a little difficult answer to understand. But we'll mention what he says. It's clear in the Sefer Chassidim. He brings the medrash that says, "Tavodazoro mako lefaneyo velacharel," meaning when there's a bad avera, the avera influences the future and the past as well. That's what it says by Avraham Avinu that he was right if he ran after the Malachim until Don. What happened in Don? He saw that his children will worship over the Zoro. So the future influenced Avraham Avinu, and says the Sefer Chassidim. Kol sheken, if a person has a midah toivah, does mitzvahs, that it will influence the future and the past. So Yimele is zot l'sevach hasidim dover, which is very hard to accept, but he says like this, if Abaye and Rava's mitzvahs were strong enough, that would cause the Bnei Eli would not get punished with this klala that all the children will die early. Because the future might seem toivah, Abaye and Rava, would impact what happened to Bnei Eli. He brings an example to this, that regarding a child who was born in Shabbos, they had to do Chilul Shabbos for him, he will die in Shabbos as well, because he caused Chilul Shabbos. So it says Sefer Chassidim, but if he's a big tzaddik, what do you want from him? It's not his fault he was born in Shabbos. Says Sefer Chassidim the same idea. If he's such a big tzaddik, and he did such great mitzvahs and Torah on his level, so that would influence also the time of his birth. He would not be born in Shabbos because of the Ma'asim Tovim that come later. So in a sense, if the Averis of the father come to the child, that means that the child, there's something there which is not perfect in his level. Because if it would be perfected, that would go back and influence what the father has done, or at least what the father is being punished, that should not affect the child. Another Mahaloch comes out based on what the Chidor writes over here, and the Sefer Pesach Inayim. And the Chidor brings in the name of Gui Ha'ari, the Talmidim of the Arizal, that it really depends when the father did the Aveiro. If the father did the Aveiro after the children were born, so his Aveiro will not influence the kids if they're not Oichsim Amaisav Yusev. But if the father did the Aveiro before the children were born, so then when the children were born, it was after the Aveiro, any punishment that happened to the father comes to the kids as well. And this makes a lot of sense, because the pshat is like this. The children were born already, b'tnai, as if there's a condition already, that any children are going to be born, they will be punished with the punishment of the father. That's part of the formula. If a father gets a punishment that influences the kids, any kids will be born from here on, they were born into that punishment. Dugma Ladova we find in Rashi and Bereshis, regarding Lemech. Lemech told his wives. Lemech was a seventh generation to Cain. So he says Cain was punished that seven generations after his children will be completely gone. So So says Lamech, if Cain, who was a Rosho, got 7 generations, so me, that I'm not a Rosho, I should get at least 70 generations. So says Rashi, that's a Kalvachoyim Shlishtos, because in Ken, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyves Choyvoy Mekayim Es Dibur. If so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never fulfill what he said. He told Cain that he has 7 generations. So if the 7th generation is a tzaddik and he gets more generations, so that punishment will not come to fruition. And that's mamish what the Chida is saying. Because Lamech was born into the punishment. Cain was given 7 generations. He's one of the 7 generations. There's no more how extension, because that's part of what came into the world after Cain did the chait. If the gzera happened before, it's chal on the generations, even if they're going to be tzaddikim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.